Every fall, a few of our elders may leave. But in the spring, we meet the newborns who will carry on in their place. This is the circle of life, the pure connection that inspires the Great Basin Circle Dance, as the late Judy Trejo reminds us.
And the Pinot blessings begin in the springtime. People in Great Basin area, whether they be Paiute, Shoshone, Washoe, they always started with prayer and offered a song. The people would go up into the mountains in the springtime, long about April or May, somewhere like that. And they went up there prepared to dance. When I was very small, when people got together and danced, they would dance for as many as 4 days. And you dance in a circle, you hold hands, you dance shoulder to shoulder, which is easier to keep your rhythm. So you didn't need a drum. You didn't have a free hand to hold a drum with. You could hold some sweet young guy's hand. And they began dancing when the sun went down. These were nighttime songs. And the last song they sang was just before the sun popped up. This is when they stopped dancing. And all it says, the sun is emerging. The sun is emerging. The word for sun is taba. The word for pinot is duba. So it's also used in the pinot festivals, the pinot blessing songs. For when you use the word duba, you are saying the pinots are emerging, meaning the cones are opening and you're beginning to see the pinots in them. And the custom was, even in the early 1900s, if you were a young man and you danced next to a young woman and you didn't release her hand when somebody came to cut in between you, and you danced with this girl for 4 nights without letting somebody else cut in, after that 4th day, you were considered married. Which is why sometimes we laughingly tell other people, if it wasn't for a circle dance, a lot of you wouldn't be here. It began at a circle dance, began at a fall or spring gathering. You know, our people went about in small family groups, and they all met at an appointed place in the springtime. Then they would decide on where to meet in the fall. Then they separated again for winter. Because you have to remember, in the Great Basin area, only the fittest survived. Conditions were very harsh. But a small group could survive much better than a big tribe. So it was very exciting to meet in the spring. This is where the announcements were made. They announced which elders passed away. They would be met with mourning, sounds of mourning, but yet a woman would stand up. But these are the newborns to take their place, which also the mourning feelings, you know, turned into happiness and smiles, because we believe that every time an old one goes home, there's a new one to take that one's place, and we still believe that way.
Dubazibu in a yahe yo wine. wine. Tuba zebo in, tuba zebo in, yah hey yah wine. Tuba zebo in, tuba zebo in, yah hey yah wine. Tuba zebo in, tuba zebo in, yah hey yah wine. Tuba zebo in, tuba zebo in, yah hey yah wine. Tuba zebo in, tuba zebo in. Yah hey yah wine, tuba zebo in, tuba zebo in, yah hey yah wine,
hey wine.
The late Judy Trejo was a Paiute song carrier and educator. Her first recording, Circle Dance Songs of the Paiute and Shoshone, received the 1997 AFIM Indie Award for the Best Native American Album. It is available from Canon Records.